This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
Embracing humanistic medical education for personal and patient flourishing. Explore how humanistic medical education fosters empathy, ethical care, and personal flourishing through a secular worldview and positive humanism. Why humanistic medical education matters more than ever. You know, I've been thinking a lot about the way doctors and medical professionals are trained nowadays. It's not just about memorizing anatomy or understanding diseases anymore. There's this growing emphasis on something called humanistic medical education. And honestly, it's a breath of fresh air in a world where technology and data sometimes overshadow the human side of healthcare. So basically, humanistic medical education is about bringing back the focus on the person behind the patient. It encourages future doctors and nurses not only to be experts in their field, but also compassionate, empathetic, and ethical caregivers. It blends the science of medicine with what I like to call applied humanistic philosophy, which means understanding human experience as deeply as the biology of illness. Why is this so important? Well, medicine is more than just treating symptoms or running tests. It's about treating a whole person, someone with fears, hopes, and a unique story. Humanistic values in medical education help healthcare providers develop these essential qualities by teaching them early on about communication skills, cultural sensitivity, and emotional intelligence. When doctors embrace a secular worldview, for example, they focus on evidence-based care without imposing any religious or cultural biases, while still respecting the individual patient's beliefs and background. Here's something I really appreciate. This approach also connects closely with the ideas of positive psychology and positive humanism. Imagine a medical student learning not only how to diagnose and treat, but also how to encourage personal flourishing in their patients. It's about helping people thrive even when facing illness. That mindset moves healthcare from simply fixing problems to promoting well-being, resilience, and dignity. In fact, one of the most insightful resources on this approach is the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It offers a clear explanation of how humanistic values align perfectly with a secular worldview to foster happiness, ethical behavior, and meaningful personal growth. The book explores how incorporating these ideas can change not only the way medical professionals are trained, but how they live and relate to others overall. Medical schools that incorporate humanistic principles report that students graduate with a stronger sense of purpose and better doctor-patient relationships. Patients, in turn, feel more heard and cared for, which can significantly improve treatment outcomes. It's not just feel-good fluff, there's real science proving that compassion and empathy are critical elements of effective healthcare. So if you're interested in how we can better prepare the next generation of healthcare workers, and maybe even improve the entire healthcare experience, this model of education is definitely worth paying attention to. It's where knowledge meets kindness and logic meets genuine concern for others. If you want to learn more about building a healthcare culture rooted in these principles, I highly recommend checking out Positive Humanism, A Primer. It's a great starting point to understand how positive humanism and humanistic values can transform not only medicine, but your own approach to personal growth and helping others. Give it a look and start your journey toward personal flourishing today, both for yourself and the people around you.